From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now to Kenya, where former UN Chief Kofi Annan is trying to mediate an end to the crisis sparked by last month's disputed presidential election. He got off to a good start, persuading the opposition party to call off street protests planned for tomorrow. But as he began talks with Kenya's political rivals, fresh violence erupted. In Nairobi, police fired tear gas at youths throwing stones, but some gas canisters landed in the middle of an opposition funeral ceremony. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton was there.
Women wore strips of red and black cloth to show they were bereaved, and they wailed at Nairobi City Mortuary as the caskets of their loved ones and friends were hoisted onto trucks to be driven to the venue of the funeral prayer service. The ceremony was organized by the main opposition party, headed by Raila Odinga. He claims he was robbed of victory by Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki and is challenging the December 27 vote tally. Kibaki maintains that he won, and the government has accused Odinga and the opposition of inciting violence and ethnic divisions. Waving branches, leaves, and banners, opposition supporters held a peaceful but noisy procession along the main road leading to the park. That's where the coffins were laid out, with the name of each person written in bold letters. The dead were mainly from one of Nairobi's notorious trouble spots, the sprawling Kibera slum. The opposition says they were all shot dead by riot police. Opposition leaders joined hundreds of mourners for the memorial service in the park. After prayers and hymns, the leaders spoke, including Raila Odinga.
As we mourn the brothers and sisters who have died here, we want to say that their lives have not been spent in vain, that their blood is going to be the water which is going to water the tree of independence and freedom for the people of this country.
But just as Raila Odinga was about to end his speech, police fired tear gas canisters from outside the grounds, sending a haze of white smoke into the park, causing pandemonium. Youths had earlier confronted the riot police. Politicians and mourners were caught up in the fracas. Such incidents are raising tensions in Kenya, and the opposition leaders, including Odinga, were driven away at speed. A group of angry young men took out their frustrations on a nearby post office, setting fire to and vandalizing the building and torching two cars.
Fire! Without Raila, there's no peace.
That's the opposition supporters' mantra. No Raila, no peace. And many mean it. It's this explosion of anger and unrest that the former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is trying to calm. But positions are polarized. The opposition is determined to fight on, while the government is refusing to back down. Annan is the latest international peace broker to try to resolve the political standoff. Post-election violence has killed hundreds of people, leaving a quarter of a million more displaced. The turmoil has shaken Kenya's image as a stable nation in a volatile East African region. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Nairobi.